Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. The title is Upanishad Jyotir Brahmana, presented by Siva Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
You cannot, as the other song answer, you cannot because of your punya and papa. Whether your punya and papa brings you here, we don't know. So, according to because of your punya and papa, no, I am not talking about the lecture, this is what you have said. So, the punya and papa, because of your punya and papa, you are brought out from the deep sleep. You cannot experience it. Then, if that is so, see, in this Upanishad itself, there is a discussion about the population. That population, this fellow, he does not understand, experience anything. Now, in a general way, he does not know anything external, he does not know anything internal. There is no duality absorbed. In that way, Rishuti teaches it. Rishuti says, give up everything. Parikshya Lokantam Nisam Brahman Vedamaya Sandhagin. In other Shuti, it says, this is the way. In some books, say Samadhi, that there will be a beautiful book and there is someone who will condemn it. There is no point in that. That is not the base idea of the Shruti. The Shruti is not teaching you that. It is a way of expressing, like the previous speaker said, it is a way of presenting it. We have a limitation in the words. We cannot express things. Like in Rishikesh, when we went to a doctor, my another friend had a knee joint pain. So we went to a doctor. This doctor, he is asking, how much pain do you have? Pain for how much, sir? It's pain. I have come to you, it's pain. I am not able to withstand. That's why I am coming to you. Not how much, sir? He said, you please give me a thermometer, we can check it. He told the doctor, we have to check it. Is there a thermometer or something to check the pain? Probably now we can do it. If you have a computer connected to, there are some systems which, you know, they sense the experience which is done in the brain, changes in the brain, but states because of the pain. So through that now we can probably understand. Because science, it's a beautiful system. It's a system where there's so much of hypothesis. There is so much of hypothesis, but nothing definite. You cannot say anything definite in science. Shastra is not like that. So, like, okay. By discussing the Jagat state, we should be discussing the Dehatmavada. The body sense of this complex system. Then, again he tries to divert this disciple in different ways, but still our disciple is not giving up. He says, Katama Atma, he says again, what is Atma that is discussing? Then, to distinguish it from the external life, Svayamjyoti, why, how the Svayamjyoti, etc., Rishuti goes in detail. Here, Rishuti and Bhashyakara himself, he goes on in detail to handle the Vijnanavada because they discuss about the mind, the transmission in the mind. They bring in Alaya Vijnana, etc. The Buddhists, they bring in Alaya Vijnana, etc. Which is a process of mind which helps you to understand the Jagat. They say the Jagat is a superimposition done because of the modulation, the changes which take place in the mind. The three different kinds of this one is as an external Jagat, that's somewhat true. The second accepts it not to third, definitely does not accept it. So, the second accepts its superimposed state. The third Shunyavadi never accepts anything. Even during the state of Varaswami, the Shunyavadins and the Vedantins have something which is very similar and which makes the people who buy books from shelf and read it say, Zen Buddhism and Vedanta are the same. After all this, Zen Buddhism and Vedanta are the same. Zen Buddhism and Vedanta cannot be same. There is a system in Zen Buddhism called Swami. Both Swami used to say, oh, Zen Buddhism, they have a beautiful thing. There is a thing called Satori, instant knowledge, Satori. Instant knowledge. Yes, Swamiji, I have read it in the Zen Buddhism books, it's Giga Kuan. So if he cracks up the Kuan, then he gains the knowledge. No, no, I am not talking about that Satori. He said, what? There was a Zen program which was organized. So one of my disciples, he had gone for that. He wanted Satori, realization immediately. So we went for that. So what happens on the like if you search in the net for the Japanese games, Japanese games means this real time show something. I was shown this. We were beating. So you should sit in the class, you should not laugh. There was this program, these people are made to sit in the class, they should not laugh. So he was made, then this girl tried to make and laugh. If you laugh, they will hit you. This is the way they gave the satori. They hit him until he accepts he has the satori. They have gained the realization. So, this is if you want satori, yes. I am staying down there, so anytime, no problem. So, So, then after all this, Chandra Vasa, he says, Chandra, this moon is there, that which gives you the light, etc. Then he goes on to explain the Swayam Jyotishwara, that what is Swayam Jyotishwara? That which does not depend upon the external illumination is Swayam Jyotishwara. That is the definition that was given there, which is the factor. So, since there is no external light, it is required in the mind or buddhi when you are in dream state, but still tatra prati yoga vanta etc. it says na tatra rata rata yoga vanta vanta vanti yavavan rata yoga vanta sujare na tatra amanuva. So there is nothing there, there is no road, there is no chariot car etc. but still this road creates it and not creating it, he is seeing it. There is no light there. How do you see that? In the dream state, he is not seeing it. We see in some movies, they pick up the glass. Why? Why? If I dream something, I will be able to see properly. You don't need that glass. You don't need your goggles. That's not the light. This is not the light which is used there. So he says, yes, it is because of the self-illumination aspect of the Atma, you see this light. Then, he shows the similarity between the Jagat state and the Swapna state. Yajnavalkya shows the similarities between the Jagat state and the Swapna state. So, like you see things here, you see things there. In the dream state, there is not much of difference there. You experience things here also, you see things there also. But the only difference being, you cannot carry forward all the experience of this, the object of experience from this state to the other state or from that state to this state. That is the difference. So, then why is this deep sleep state is necessary? See, if we are not going to deep sleep, then we will be able to use that time also for our pursuit, whatever it is. So, why not we be in that state? In the state of going for a small break in brief state and come back. So, he says, okay. So, this is like the Indriya sense organs feel tired from the experience of external objects. It has to go to take rest in some place. So he gives the example of a falcon which flies around and comes back to its nest, or the example of the fish which travels from one side to the other, one side of the land to the other. Like this, the jiva travels from one experience to the other. It is necessary for the jiva. It is not that since the sushupti is not going to give you any experience of atma, that you don't need that. You need that to regenerate. We have things for executing efforts. So, to regenerate yourself, to perform properly, to understand things in this wake up state, that it is unnecessary thing. So he should be give this kind of examples to teach you what that state of experience is. But okay, and what's the difference between the shruti and samadhi? So there are some of the difference between the shruti and samadhi. Samadhi, what kind of samadhi we are talking about? If we are talking about the yoga samadhi, then what other person is true? But if we are talking about the jnana samadhi, the realization, if the samadhi which was referred to as realization, then there is a lot of difference. In samadhi, Mahavika refers to this kind of story. He presents this kind of example to present us the idea. Like it is, when the jiva goes into deep sleep state, it is like a pot filled with Ganga water and the clothes, the lid is closed. And this pot with its lid closed is immersed in the sea. Any number of people, after any period, like years, you take it out, it is going to be still Ganga water, there is no change in the Ganga water. So, like in the same way, this jiva can go into deep sleep, the yoga samadhi also, for that instance, for any number of years or days, but still he will remain the same idiot he was before that. There will be no change in it. But this yoga jnana samadhi, there is a difference. When he goes into this jnana samadhi, it is like a lid open. There will be no division, there is no separation between the water of the pot and the external water. So you take it after immersing it, you will get only salt water in that jar. So it's that kind of experience we are talking about. We are not talking about the yoga samadhi, which is jara samadhi. Always yoga samadhi is referred to as jara samadhi in the Shastri departments. We always refer to as jara samadhi, not yoga samadhi. So this jara samadhi is not the samadhi which we are talking about, and this is not samadhi which is spoken about here, because avayam pai praptosi, that is the state he has to go. Hey Janaka, you have to gain that state, which is that pure state. So for that, he goes on into explaining the different kind of ananda he is going to see, experience in that state. The different kind of ananda means gradations of ananda. Yesterday Swami was saying, Swami was referring to, Madam Swami was referring to Matram Bhajivanti. Anya Matram, the other experiences are just a simple taste. You are not even experiencing anything, you are just tasting it. Just tasting, just speaking. You will not be able to realize the true nature of the taste. It's like tasting the cyanide. You will not be able to understand the difference between this. But when you experience that, this is the question which was asked by Swami Vivekananda to Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna Bhagavan asked Swami Vivekananda, okay, what do you like? When there is in front of you, you see the ocean of knowledge, what will you do? We know everyone who comes into this field, they have this crazy idea of becoming Vivekananda. And they say, what? I will be the last person to realize, forget that. Nothing can happen like that. Either you are realized or you are the other person I said just now. You cannot stand on the gates of realization. It is impossible. Now Swamiji said, this person said, that person said that. For this, Bhagavan Ramakrishna himself says to Swami Vivekananda, what is that? You cannot, when he said, I will just taste and I will stay remain in the banks of the ocean, that ocean. Father Ramakrishna says, no, if you taste, you are in it. You are either in it or you are outside it. You cannot be outside and taste this. It is impossible. So, these kind of stories, people, I used to read these kind of books, the books on great Mahatmas written by people. Then finally, I gave up reading that kind of books. These books are very useful only for one reason, or for two reasons. To see the Vaikarya these people had and the knowledge these people had, forget about all these kind of cooked up stories. These stories are later presented, inserted by these disciples, thinking they are smart. There are so many loopholes. They don't feed us. My Guruji said that, my Guruji did that, my Guruji did that. So, these kind of loopholes they don't see. They have to be aware of. How can you be aware of? You don't know. Sunanda Kavya, he introduces the Kanakanda Kavya in a beautiful way. He says, okay, this is the logic he uses. Then someone asks him, Brahma Jnana. This is not the method he teaches us. What is the jyoti? What is that? What is the piece? Do you know that? Do you know what you are asking about? Yes. That's what I am asking about. Oh, you are living in a bucket. I am not going to answer it. So, no, I don't know. You will not understand. Even if I answer. Since you don't know about it, there is no point in explaining it to you. No, I know. I know it partially, but I don't know it totally. Oh, whichever way you knew partially, that will lead you to totality. So forget it, that is also not a worthy answer. So he just gives up this answer. So here, this is not what he does. He goes on to explain the sushupti, the experience in the sushupti, that is the ultimate experience of a bliss one can have, possible bliss one can have in this ajnana state. Then he says, Manushya, Pitruloka, Gandharva, Karmadeva, Adhanadeva, Jagamudha, Vadapri, Namaloka. In this variation he is presenting different levels of experience. Shokriya Stilaka Mahavasya Eyesharam. This is the same way it is explained in the literature. This Shokriya and the Kamaha, this person who has studied the Shastra in a proper way. That's a key word. In a traditional way, it's a key word. So, in a traditional way, in a proper way, not picking up books from here and there or reading some book and thinking. Because I've seen this kind of people. They go to Swami or other, they have these books of these Swamis, they have some problem themselves, so they have not opened their books. They sit there silently expecting this Swami to do some miracle to explain them. And Tarani is looking here and there. And the next step, he is having a book open and he is reading. He is waiting for the Swami to come. He is bored, so he has kept this book open. He is reading. Slowly looking for the answer. And he will read a paragraph and say, okay, Swamiji has given me the answer. I am very happy. No common sense. For this you don't come to Shastra. This is not what Shastra teaches. If you don't have common sense, don't come to Shastra. The previous speaker said, we need to have the Tarka Kushalata for understanding. Without the Tarka Kushalata, without the method of knowing, the method of understanding, inquiry, you will not be able to understand the truth. How do I know the method of inquiry? For that, for inquiry, for vichara, you need to have some sara, some base. For that, Sarvameva Vyachet. There are simple things, like in the end days, I went to somebody's house. There was two simple rules. Rule number one, follow this rules, you have this. Rule number one is for householders. Rule number one, mother is never wrong. Mother is never wrong. Rule number two, if she is, because this is the immediate question the boys have, the girls will ask. Now, if she is, simple, see rule number one. So, the same way, there is no other way, rule number one is, there is no other way except Shuddhi. Rule number two, if you have doubt, see rule number one. Yeah. That is the only way, Shuddhi is the only way, Shastra is the only way. The other Darshanas, the other school of thoughts, the other religions, these kind of questions have no place here. They will, at the best, lead you to Shuddhi Shastra. They cannot give you realization. they cannot promise you realization. But Shastra, if you have the right frame of mind, like Swami Swami said, if you listen to it, not even before listening, you start inquiring. Not that. If you listen to it with an open mind, you will understand the truth. It's a promise given by Shastra. There is no way of escaping it. So, after explaining this this experience of this different kind of bliss, he finally says, the Brahmananda, the ultimate Ananda, is that Ananda which you gain in this 50 state. This chapter, I told you, does not go into the real Brahmajnana. So, there, this chapter, when it discusses about the Shushupti Ananda, the confusion starts. You see, Brahmanika Upanishad is the base for this confusion. There is a Sushupti Vada, which some people follow, which says the bliss of the Sushupti is equal to Samadhi, this same explanation. They bring in this idea to prove their point that Sushupti experience is similar to Samadhi experience. There starts all the confusion, because the lady who asked the question yesterday, the same question I put to Samadhi Swami 10 years back, I put yesterday also, the same question. So do you mean to say that I have to keep my, that time I didn't read Shastra properly, I didn't have the knowledge of 15 years back, when I came to Rishikesha. I didn't have the knowledge of the grammar, Sanskrit grammar, otherwise, like I said yesterday, the Shin Dhatu, the to sleep, that which means the Dhatu which means to sleep, is not a Sakaramata Dhatu, it is Akaramata Dhatu. Sakaramata Dhatu means that which has an action. So there is no action possible in that root word, with that root word. So it very clearly, Pani Mata not that just teaches you the grammar, he also teaches you the truth. You can just prepare the converse for sleep, but not make the sleep, do the sleep. It is not in the two rules, it cannot be in two rules. So then, this second chapter, in this fourth chapter, he goes on to explain the beginning of it. So, I am Atma Brahma. From there, he starts. Beautiful mantras in this chapter. He says, Yada sarve pramuchyante kamayasya pratishtha asamatyopatobhati atra brahma samashnuta iti. When will he realize? When will he realize? When will I realize whom? He says, Yada sarve pramuchyante kamayasya pratishtha. When the desires, the association will be, desires means, it's not sakar, nishkama karma, how can I perform? That is not what is asked here. The desires means the association without the prayojana, mantishana, mantokikara, pata, you have already 100 number, 10 number, 10 number times. So, prayojana, mantishana, mantokikara, pata, even an idiot will not do anything without a desire. Even coming for this lecture for gaining the Brahma Jnana will become a desire. Is it a desire? No, this desire is not equal to the other desire. Like Swami said, Praptasya Prapti and that which you have. This is a Praptasya Prapti. A Praptasya Prapti is the other desire, other experiences. This is Praptasya Prapti. You already have. You are gaining whatever you already have. So, this cannot be counted in desire. I cannot desire to have a pen if I have to already. The same way, I cannot desire to have myself, which I already possess, which I am. So, this shows this Shruti says, Ata Matyo Amrto Bhavanti. This Matyas, this mortal, becomes immortal. When he gives up the association with the desires, not giving up the desires, because any functionality requires desire. To come and give a talk, to answer your question, there needs to be a mind. Without a mind, you cannot realize. You cannot realize, you cannot reply, you cannot give any answers. But if there is mind, there is no realization. It's a contrast situation. So, it is a kind of state which is creator, this mind is kind of tool. You know, you don't carry your spanner. This mind is similar to a spanner. When you need it, you use it. You use the mind when you need it, otherwise it will be in the box proper place. Then there is another beautiful shloka, Atman Che Vidamiya Tayamatmi Purusha Mitchan Tatikamaya Shairam Prasanjareta. This is a beautiful shloka. This I will not be able to explain immediately. I don't have time. One, this is a shloka which Panchadashika had to deal with in one full big chapter. One full big chapter, which that is the chapter which has maximum number of shlokas, close to 300 shlokas. So, this is one beautiful shloka which gives you Atman Che Vijaniyat. I am a sweet Purusha. If you understand the Atman, if you understand the Atman, how? Now, this is Atman, that is Atman. I am a sweet Aham. This is me, it's me. I am talking about me. I. So, if you understand in that way, Sundare, they say, Babaji, he is saved in that case, in this case. Nisargadatta Maharaj was asked, Babaji, he is in that for a long time. Just please ask me, why does he associate with this body? Why is he associated with this body? Why is he catching hold of his body still? So, this can be viewed in another way also. I am not condemning that, I am not saying that there is no Babaji. Maybe to bless us, maybe you can take it in that way. But this is the question, and that was the answer given by, and this can be seen in your case of Ramayana also. Ravana himself had to go to Shiva to destroy his body for the lack of the oneness that which can be experienced with the Shiva. So he goes and prays, please relieve me from this body. Shiva says, even if I open my eye third eye, I will not be able to release you from this body, associated body, because you are so much punya. So what can I do? So he gives this. He is the coordinator for all this way, all this system, how you have to destroy your punya. So even for me it is difficult. So Kirchan Kasi Kamaya Shariyam answered, why? For what reason? You will hold on to this body. This is what we saw explained in Upanishad. The whole thing, whatever is said in the Keno Upanishad, first skanda is said here. It's a Manasa Eva Anadrastavyam Neha Pinchana. Manasa Eva Anadrastavyam. This can be gained only to the mind. If you want to see the mind, to the mind, you can see to the mind. It's a combination. Namasa Mordi. You cannot understand the mind. Manadaiva Anadrastavyam. Purified mind. That is what Swami said in the morning. Purified mind. Mind is purified because of sadhana. Only that kind of mind can understand. When you say something, to grasp the truth as it is, not as Gita as it is. You say truth as it is, you have to have a proper frame of mind. Otherwise, it will be very impossible. Then, kamiya vidhiro vinyayaka vinyamu vita brahman na anujyaya kaum shablam vaso viklapanam vitat. There is a beautiful statement. Na anujyaya kaum shablam. Why study all these useless things? Na anujyaya. You should be ignorant. Don't study all this. Why should I study? They will bring in another sloka from Bhagavan Bhashyakara also. Vatvaikari shabdashari shatravyakshyana kaushalam. He is not referring to all this. Nanu Jaya Bhushabda. Shastra Shravana itself